Hi, everyone. Michael Sparks here. It's the AMZL Dealer Training Call for Monday, December 22nd, 2014, and we're excited to have you on the call tonight. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone. We want everyone involved with AMZL Oil to know how special you are to us. This is an amazing company and business opportunity, and it's brought Alicia and I in contact with many, many dealers and customers and accounts all over the United States and Canada. And many of you we consider to be our dear friends. No matter if you're personally sponsored by us or even in our AMZL Oil team, many of the dealers that we have met over the years at training events as well as AMZL Oil conventions, we stay in touch with on a regular basis. That's kind of one of the great things about going to AMZL Oil training is you meet some great people, you make some great friendships that last many years. Many dealers, many times at the home office, we've met with and talked with the leaders of our company, Mr. Amatuzio, Alan Dean, regional sales managers, and we just get to know them well over the years. Many of the employees at AMZL have been there for a long, long time, and getting to know those people has just been great, and we enjoy it so much, especially when we go up for the AMZL Oil dealer training. And while the earnings with AMZL Oil is really nice, the side benefits of knowing you all is really the icing on the cake, and we enjoy that very, very much. So this time of year, we want to take some time to thank dealers and also have any dealers calling in that want to have a chance to speak. If they'd like to say something or ask a question, we'll just see what's going on with everyone. But I do have a quick announcement. I did secure next Monday, which is December 29th, we're going to have a guest speaker. It'll be Richard Hollapa. He's the AgGrand Division Manager. He's the person that works at AMZL Oil. He's an AMZL Oil employee, and he is responsible for the entire AgGrand Division. He will be our guest on there. He'll be talking about getting started with AgGrand as well as the different products, and then the upcoming AMZL Oil dealer training meetings that are starting in January. There are going to be several of them across the United States. There's going to be one in Portland, one in Virginia, and then one in St. Louis, and several of our team, as well as myself, are going to go to the St. Louis AgGrand dealer training. That's the end of February. So check the dealer zone for that. There's some information on that if you'd like to sign up and go. We'd encourage anyone that's within a reasonable distance to go to those. We've even flown to Virginia to attend one of the ones that was a couple of years ago. So next up, I want to talk real quick. On December 17th, I received this message in my AMZL Oil back office, and it reads, "Congratulations, the 2014 direct jobber growth bonuses have been calculated and then you've qualified for a bonus. Bonuses have been sent by direct deposit or mail depending on how you receive your monthly AMZL Oil commission check. Expect to receive a letter from Al Amatuzio and a report detailing your bonus was generated soon. Congratulations again for a successful year, and thank you all for your efforts to sell AMZL Oil products. We truly appreciate it. Merry Christmas, AMZL Oil Marketing Plan Department." In the past, I've gotten handwritten letters from Mr. Amatuzzi himself talking about the growth bonus and everything, and it's just a great feeling to know that the hard work that we all do throughout the year pays off, especially as your AMZL Oil business grows. This bonus is available only to direct jobbers, so that's just another reason to get yourself up to DJ as fast as possible. I also want to thank the dealers on our team for their hard work in building their own businesses. The AMZL Growth Bonus should be something everyone works towards in their business. It's a wonderful sign that over the last 12 months, our business has grown at least 10%. In order to qualify for this bonus. So it's all from the help of everyone working together. Another part of the direct jobber bonus, it says the primary goal of any business is growth, and AMZL recognizes and appreciates direct jobbers who dedicate extra energy to the growth of their dealerships. AMZL also benefits from the growth of direct jobbers' business, so the company actively encourages such efforts. as an incentive for direct jobbers to take an active role in development and productivity of their business, AMSL offers a 2014 direct jobber growth bonus, which provides a 10% bonus on personal growth and a 3% growth bonus on first-level direct jobbers and a 2% growth bonus on second-level direct jobbers. The last month to qualify for the growth bonus is November of 2014. And if you need more information on the AMSL growth bonus, there is a document called Above and Beyond, the Direct Jobber Awards and Incentives Programs document. This is in PDF. I would be glad to send by email this document to anybody, direct jobber or not. I believe that anybody that is working at their business really should understand what is in this document. It talks about the different levels and how to get to direct jobber, how to get to higher levels, past direct jobber, and so forth. And it's just a great thing to look at and you know, set your sights for higher levels. So I can send that to you. It's in the dealer zone, but I believe it's only in the literature for direct jobbers. I don't think if you're not a direct jobber, I don't believe you can see that document. So I'd be glad to email it to you. Again, tonight I want to offer anyone who wants to speak, say a few words, ask a question, or whatever you feel like. Let me see how many callers are on here. Oh, we've got about 10 callers. So if you want to, you know, limit your call, your talking to, you know, a couple, 3-4 minutes, that'd be great. So who's first?
Hey, Michael, Robert's here. I got a few.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for calling in.
Excellent. I appreciate your leadership, Michael. These calls are an integral part of that, and I just appreciate that so much. Just a food for thought and a good challenge looking ahead, and never be afraid to ask for more. I had a call in about 4 weeks ago. It was the owner of a tree service company, and all he needed was compressor oil. He had done the research, found out that we were the best thing that he could put in his compressor that was being problematic. And I said, no problem, we can get that for you, lickety-split. And in meeting with him, found out he had, obviously, as an owner of a tree service company, he has about 10 trucks, DT66 engines in most of them. And we started talking about the problems that he's had and the maintenance intervals that he had, tries to adhere to. And the bottom end of that story was he was my last commercial account to sign, and a 55-gallon barrel of DME, plus a couple of cases of our Formula 4-stroke, and all from a call-in for compressor oil. So just a reminder to us, never be afraid to ask for more.
And great, Robert, and build those relationships and be willing to go that extra mile and provide that value. Not so much we're trying to sell them, but we're just trying to educate them on our products and how they provide value to them, and they'll be. I'm firmly believe that this guy will be a buyer from you for many years to come. So congratulations on that. It's great stuff.
Yes,
so.
And it really wasn't a hard sell when we just laid out the facts and considering the problems that he had and the intervals that he wasn't adhering to. Knowing what the DME had to offer, quote him directly, he said, "This is going to save me time and money." And how
exactly.
Can you argue against that?
Yeah, exactly, especially when they see it themselves. That's always a good sign. Well, that's great. Thank you for that interesting bit of information, Robert. You've had some great successes this year working your local market and getting those calls. That's primarily, I guess, from being a T1 certified dealer, right?
Yes, that and the Internet presence continues to expand.
Okay.
So that helped, sure.
Good, excellent. Thanks, Robert. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Michael, and everybody else.
Yep. All right, who else we got up? Let's see, I got some person on mute here. Anybody else have something they'd like to say?
I got a comment or question, Michael. Derek from Regina,
yeah.
Saskatchewan here.
First
off, one of the things that we find quite often is when you're talking to people, when they might be using products already, but ask what they're using and ask them what they do. Like we had one guy almost a year ago, started our and registered him a year ago, And he wasn't even, he was buying the stuff at just at a box store, Amsel, for his kid's motorbike. But here he had a construction company. Well, lo and behold, he liked Amsel already, but it was way too expensive to put into his equipment in his construction company, because the normal prices in the stores would have been astronomical. But, well, hey, you can qualify for a commercial account, and you get all this product at a substantially less expensive price. He was definitely interested, and we've since he's like our biggest account now. You know, and it was all because he was walking by the booth, and I stopped him, or he just pointed, oh, yeah, I use that, and created a conversation. So that's something that's been successful for us. And on another note, a question, as I know for myself and personal experience, we find it way easier to sell or promote Amsel business opportunity or products to complete strangers than friends and family, especially the business part. And just wondering what ways you've had, or anybody that's on the call has had, to reintroduce that to people, especially if you've been doing the business for a while. I know there's ways, if you're brand new, you can tell your friends and family and it can be fairly successful. But if you've been doing it for a while, but and now you're wanting to, you know, introduce that part to the family and friends you haven't really talked to about before.
You know, thinking on that line, I just think as your business grows, you know, periodically, I wouldn't try the hard pressure or you need to join, but yeah. I just say, you know, if you're ever looking, you know, just ask, hey, if you're ever looking for an opportunity, I'd love to work with you. I can't remember who I listened to, maybe Jim Rohn or something, but, you know, if it sure would be nice to work with somebody that you already know and you like and everything than a complete stranger. And, you know, just say, hey, look, just put this in the back of your mind. If you're ever propositioned by, you know, any of these other home-based companies, I'd love to work with you and give it a shot or take a look. I'd be glad to show that to you. I don't know how many times family members and friends, you know, come at you 6 months from now, a year from now with whatever else they're selling, and they got hooked up with a person, and you're like, well, look, how come you didn't want to join with me? I mean, what makes, you know, selling jewelry more exciting than selling oil? I don't know. But I've just thrown it out in the back of their mind. Say, hey, put this in your back of mind. If you're ever looking for an opportunity, I'd love to work with you. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And if you don't, that's okay too. As far as selling the products, obviously giving some for holiday gifts, getting people using it that way might be worth it, but I've just not had any luck, any great success with friends and family. I've got friends that are that I've known that are engineers. You know, you think they'd know more than anybody the quality of lubrication to make their vehicles and equipment last longer, and they don't use my product. So I said, oh well, you know, some will, some won't. So what? So, but yeah, just every once in a while, just throw it out there. Say, hey, if you're ever looking at something, I'd love to work with you. And you know, no pressure, no nothing, but be glad to, and just kind of go at it that way. So, and for your original, what you originally said there, I went to that PRI, the Performance Race Industry show, and I had many people come by that's already using it, and you know, trying to get a conversation struck up and what they're doing or where they work or whatever. I had one guy that I told him I'd be glad to show him how to get it wholesale. He contacted me after the show. I wasn't able to sign him up at the show, and he contacted me, and it turns out his family owns a concrete pumping company. So he's looking to get Amsel for his racing thing, and, you know, turns out he's got a concrete pumping business with three or four big pieces of equipment and whatnot, skid steers and so forth. So that might turn into a good account, and he gets to buy the products for his racing. So, but well, thanks, Derek, for getting on tonight. I appreciate you calling in all the way from Saskatchewan. I'm glad the lines make it out that far. So,
yeah. Well, you have a Merry Christmas. It's an always a pleasure listening to your call.
Yeah.
When I can.
Great. I hope you keep listening in the coming year. Invite your team on. Go ahead. Feel free. You know, we have plenty of I think we got up to 1,000 callers can call in. So.
Yeah, I will definitely do that.
Great, great. Take care.
Yeah.
Anyone else here? We got a few minutes, 10 minutes or so. So a couple more folks I'd love to have come on. And if you got any questions, comments, you know, speak up.
Yeah, this is Vince, Michael.
Hi, Vince.
Last week I had a couple of days off from work, and Thursday I went out and beat the bushes for about 3 or 4 hours. Hits 2 or 3 transmission shops, some auto parts places, and stopped by City Hall and talked to a lady there that's over purchasing. And I forgot I had one more big client that I stopped. Oh, yeah, co-op where I run for it. They service all their ag equipment, and then all their employees have an opportunity where they can take their car and they can change the oil and do whatever they need done. So I know the guy that runs it, and I was talking to him. And so he set me up with the main guy, and I went in there and talked to him. And so I got to be getting back with him at City Hall. And then I stopped in at Advanced Auto Parts right down the street from me and walked in and told him my name and gave him my card. And the manager, his eyeballs just kind of lit up like a Christmas tree when I said AMSOIL. And he said, well, you need to come on back to the back to our commercial sales and talk to our guy back there. And walked back there and gave him the card, and he said, I'm interested in that. And so I said, well, what can I help you with? He said, well, what kind of prices have you got on 55-gallon drums? And I said, well, let me, when I get back to the house, I'll email you some stuff. So I did, and I called him back later to make sure he got my email, and he said, thanks, and I'll get down, you know, they got to crunch their numbers and all. I said, is there anything else I can help you with? And he said, have you got transmission fluid and antifreeze? And I said, we sure do. So I gave him some more information on that, and I'm supposed to be getting back with him to find out. Hopefully my day was productive.
Anytime you can meet a new person, especially interested in asking for quotes on 55, that's a definitely productive day, even if you didn't sell it. So keep up that great work. Just a day or two, a week or a month, you'd be surprised the type of business you could drum up in your local area. That's pretty great. And, you know, working with Advance Auto, you know, we've got some ability there. Just, you know, if you need any help with that, just give myself or your sponsor. Isn't your sponsor Dave Noss up in Chicago?
Yep, sure is.
Okay, yeah, just get myself or Dave. We'd be glad to help you out with some of those accounts. But like I said, there's plenty of business wherever you go, and it's obviously always less expensive to get started in your own backyard. So that's some great news.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Hope you get to sell those drums. Those are always good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Vince.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Okay. Anybody else? We're at 7:20 here. Give us. We'd be glad to have you say a few words. See, I'm going to mute one person here. I got two people muted that were making some noise. Okay.
Michael.
There we go. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Bob Geyer from out in California. I called you a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Bob. Yeah, I'm so glad you called in. I saw 209. I didn't know who it was, and I thought, I don't know anybody out there. So I'm glad you called in. Thanks.
Well, by golly, I had to listen in. It sounds like you've got a lot of good people in your downline out there, and it sounds like they're selling some oil for you. And it's always exciting to meet new people. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there in your downline, and I want to stand by and listen to a few more comments. I don't hear anybody talking about Agrand out there, though, Michael.
Well, we don't have a lot of people selling Agrand, Bob. So we're wanting to do
who you mean not selling Agrand?
Well, we've got one guy. He's getting ready to speak up and talk about it right now, Bruce.
Hey Bob.
I want to hear about it. I want to hear what's going on out there with Agrand. if anybody out there and you got a couple of minutes to talk about it, I'd sure like to hear some things.
Hey, Bob, this is Bruce. I'm an ag rent dealer here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I've seen your name on the ag rent news a few times. And I'd like to give you a call offline here so I could talk to you for a few hours. I gotta believe you're probably one of the bigger ag rent dealers in the country based on some stories I've heard. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about, since we got you on here, it might be beneficial for everyone, but if you could talk about some of the larger accounts that you're working with and what ag rent products they're using and like what applications they're applying it to. Because from what I understand, they're not using, say, all the products all the time. They're using it in certain growth periods or for different, fruits or vegetables or nuts or something like that. So if you got a minute, could you talk about the type of products you're selling and when they're applying it?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Michael, have we got 2 or 3 minutes here for that?
Sure, Bob. Sure, and Bob, I want to visit with you some more. So don't be a stranger. I'd love to hear your story. So I'll put you on the list for next year for one of my direct jobber interviews. You got a pretty interesting story, and you're kind of fired up on AMSOIL in a short period of time. And we're definitely going to hit AgRan a little bit more in the new year and so forth. So stay tuned. But, yeah, talk about AgRan a little bit.
All right, I'll do that. And, Bruce, 209, if you've got a pencil, 209-617-4573. I'm like Michael. I'll help anybody out of the downline. I work with all 5 or 6 of the major downlines from the very beginning. I do a lot of stuff for our Out West show, Sacramento, Portland, those kinds of things. To answer your question, be really specific, our OSF, our organic series formula, is outstanding. It's very similar to the NOF. There are a few minor modifications in the formula, of course, because it has to be CCOF and OMRI certified. That particular product is our General 433, goes a long way, fortified with kelps and those sorts of things. Our NKP, our 008 sulfate of potash, extraordinary product. You guys should be able to sell the heck out of it. It's a great starter for just about any crop that you want out there. I primarily do row crops out here in California, specialize in trees. So having said that, we use these products and we target certain times of year. You asked about when to use those products. Well, if I was a 433 guy and an NKP guy, I would start out with my growers, and I would tell them that it's a great starter product. I don't know whether you're familiar with shanking, Bruce. That's when you plant your slips or your seeding, you inject fertilizer at the same time. That NKP is simply the product to use. I go toe-to-toe with the biggies, Simplot, Wilbur Ellis, Mid-Valley, and I beat them every time. We're economically the answer to farming. It's a new way to do it. The problem that you might run into out here real briefly is that guys have a mindset that the big suppliers are the key because PCAs come with them. PCAs primarily meaning crop production assistants, pest control assistants, whatever the term is in your neck of the woods. The major suppliers will supply a guy that tells you when and where. So I don't try to target an entire formula using our phosphorus, meaning our bone meal, or our limes. I target certain times a year, and I think getting started, that's a key, because these guys out here don't really want to switch their way of farming. They want to enhance their way of farming. So if you're looking at haze, forage haze, that's another specialty for me. I do that all the way from the Mississippi up to the Canadian border down to Mexico. And out to the borders of California. Almost, and I sell a lot of product in there. I actually sell this product by the truckload. So, we move a lot of product. And those forage hays are a great place to start. Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting what you mentioned before about using the 008 sulfate and kelp product. Are you using that as like a starter fertilizer for corn and soybeans, or are you talking about something else that fruits and vegetables use that with?
Well, I'll tell you, we use it as a starter out here on corn, and back in the Midwest, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and those areas as well with this product, and it is a super starter for corn. We grow 40-ton corn out here. A 26-ton dairy the owner would be extraordinarily happy. If you give them 28 tons, he'd be even happier. And we're out here pushing 38 to 42 tons regularly with the NKP and the 433. Don't let anybody tell you that it can't be done, because it can be. And we do that solely on lagoon water, meaning dairy water, dairy lagoon water. That's what comes out of the stalls, being pumped in a lagoon, being pumped out to the field, and standalone with the 433 and the NKP. No other nitrogen supplements in there. If your farmer says it can't be done, you tell him to call me, or I'll call him for you, and I'll tell him how it can be done, because we do it all day long.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting you're talking about the OSF. I mean, I didn't really focus very much on that when it first came out, just because I thought there was more profit in the normal 433 and the other products. But anyways, I got a customer I'm working with this last year, and he used it on about 180 acres, and he's going to expand up to probably about 500 acres coming this year. But he just used – he's doing corn. He's this year expanding. He's got to rotate the soybeans part of that acreage this year. But I didn't – I just sold him the 433 just because – and he did it, in furrow, and then did two more foliar applications. But with your information, I'll probably – talking about putting, about another quart or maybe half gallon of the Calcium Potash product in furrow during...
How much did he start with, Bruce? Did he start with a gallon pre-plant?
No, he started... I told him to 2 gallons. Now, he did make a mistake in about 15 acres of his field, where he did 6 gallons an acre at one time.
I think we should carry this call or this a call like this, maybe just talk Agran for a whole call. I enjoy doing that if y'all are interested. And it don't have to be on a Monday night. So if y'all want to do something like that, I'll be up for it. Just let me know.
Well, Michael,
yeah,
you let me know. I'd be happy to join in for you anytime. And Bruce, you can give me a call, or any of the other guys out there. Like I said, I help guys out of downline all the time. So there
Good.
You have it.
Well, let's plan on a new year, and we'll do maybe an Agran call once a month or something. How's that sound?
Perfect for me.
Okay, sounds good, Bob. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Bruce.
Have a good one. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Quickly, one more person want to say anything before we wrap it up for the night? Oh, okay. Hey, everyone. I do appreciate you getting on. If you are interested in learning more about Agran, we're going to have the Agran manager on, Richard Hollipa, next Monday. Going to the new year, we're going to focus on a little bit of Agran products. So with that, everyone, what's that?
Is that Bruce Wattman in Harrisburg?
Yeah.
Tom Santel, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bobby's my star man. We're out here having fun kicking Agran dirt around.
Well, good stuff. Yeah, it's a small world, huh?
Indeed it is.
Yep. Well, I appreciate everyone. With that, I hope you all have an awesome Christmas and holiday week. Get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Yep, good night.